السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاۃ والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاۃ والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. ونشهد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ. ونشهد ان سیدنا ونبینا وشفیعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. انا انزلناه فی لیلۃ القدر وما ادراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من الف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل امر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر صدق الله العظيم. There is still enough space inside if those who are outside can come in if they want. Ulama-i Kiram, respected brothers, our sisters listening over receivers, and all those listening over the different radio stations tonight. Maybe those who are right out in the parking lot can come inside, they will find some place somewhere inshallah. We know that it is Laylatul Qadr that we have gathered for. However, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have not declared the 27th night of Ramadan as Laylatul Qadr. It could be Laylatul Qadr. So we have to understand that Laylatul Qadr, Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam said, search for it in the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. However, one hadith sharif which is a very encouraging is the one or one of the reports of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiyallahu ta'ala, where he stated that the person who will stay awake every night of the year, then he will get Laylatul Qadr. Now it's obvious if a person is going to stay awake every night of the year, he must get one of the nights as Laylatul Qadr. So when this information was conveyed to Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala, then he said that what Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud intends is that we should not just feel contented with one night of ibadat. We should make ibadat all the year round, then we will get Laylatul Qadr. However, he said that he took qasam and said that it is the 27th night. Laylatul Qadr is on the 27th night. Now Laylatul Qadr, when he said it is the 27th night, then probably that was his experience most of the years, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has given some signs of Laylatul Qadr. So therefore he said it is the 27th night. And this is the opinion of many tabi'in, many imams, many great awliya-i-kiram. So therefore, if a person with sincerity, with real hope in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy, and acknowledging our own weakness that we are not of that caliber that we search every night of the year, or we make ibadat every night of the year, and even when Ramadan Sharif comes, we hardly do justice to it, even though we were informed that the last 10 nights of Ramadan, one of the odd nights, but we allowed those flights also to take off. The flight of the 21st took off, the flight of the 23rd took off, the flight of the 25th took off, and still we got nowhere. If all of us have to x-ray our hearts, how much did we find a change in those hearts? Did any revolution come in our hearts? What changes really came in our hearts after so many days of Ramadan, and especially the last three flights that took off? So therefore we have great hope that inshallah, if the person is going to commit himself, he's going to apply himself, the person is going to dedicate himself, and he will use this night for some meditation, reflection, for some istighfar, for some tawbah, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy, which knows no bound and no limits, inshallah the person will be forgiven and his du'as will be accepted and the person will find a change in the remainder of the year. But provided he makes sincere tawbah. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was the greatest after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, ba'das khuda buzruk tu'i qissa mukhtasar. Nobody was greater than Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam did every kind of work of deen that we can think of. Nobody could have been a greater mujahid than Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Nobody gave more charities and did more social and welfare work than Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam did. Nobody did more caring for the poor, for the needy, for the orphans, for the destitute than what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. Nobody made more waaz and more nasihat, covering every aspect of deen as Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam made. When Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked about Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, that what was Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's akhlaq? Shaitana khuluquhu al-Qur'an. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq was the Qur'an Sharif itself. Who else made tafsir of the Qur'an Sharif besides Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the first tafsir? He is the one who explained every verse that was being revealed upon him. So whether it is a mufassir of the time, a muhaddis of the time, a student of the time, or the person is in business or in any kind of profession, whosoever the person may be, nobody can do as much deen work and deeni activity as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did. But that same Rasul of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who was masoom, who was sinless, there was no question of any sin. And nobody can enter Jannat without Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's shafaat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he himself in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, like that most of the time, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam spent much more, spent many times, 30 days, 20 days, but 10 days was like a regular feature in his life. Then what did he do in those 10 days and nights in the masjid in which he made i'tikaf? This is what we have to understand. Because many a times this night we say, that there are so many things to be discussed, what is happening around the globe. Indeed, lots of things are happening and we have to discuss those issues. There are many things happening in Palestine, in Chechnya, in Somalia, in Sudan. There are many things happening in Iraq, in Afghanistan. But this is not the night for all those discussions. Lots of other things can be discussed also. But this is a night in which now we take some stock of our lives. We x-ray our hearts. We see that what has come into us. We have been talking so much about what's happening around the world, but what's happening in this small world of ours? So this is the night for reflection. It is a night in which we meditate. Indeed, there are lots of things happening, as I have said. And there's nothing wrong in discussing those issues, but there are other talks, other programs, other majalis in which those issues are discussed. That what is happening in the bush, how many new animals have been born, and how much of lions and tigers and cheetahs are now roaming in that bush, and how much of biting and stinging and murdering and looting and killing they are doing. So there is a place for that too. But tonight, as I said, it is a night of reflection, a night of istighfar, a night of dua. In the majlis before Maghrib, just before iftar today, which some of you may have heard and many of you may not have heard, it just came to mind that this poetry of dua, it is dua in reality, which I always read in the majlis of zikr, that is exactly what we should be doing tonight. Asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to bring about a total change in our hearts. Allah ta'ala is the one who gave man the science of transplant of hearts. Chris Barnard may have done a transplant here first. But the thing is, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one who gave man that kind of intelligence to do transplant of hearts. Otherwise, it's not an ordinary, simple thing. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's chest was opened in the night of Mi'raj, at that time people had a lot of doubts when it was being discussed, that how can it be possible? But with all the heart transplants that have taken place, now they say, no, it is possible. The heart can be removed from the body, washed and placed back in its place. So therefore, this change of heart, the other morning I was discussing that we always talk about the different kinds of hearts. We say he is warm-hearted, he is cold-hearted, he is soft-hearted, he is hard-hearted. Person is sweet-hearted, and someone is sour-hearted. Somebody, when he discusses some matter, then he says, I'm just saying it light-hearted. And somebody says it hard-hearted, heavy-hearted. So the different kinds of hearts that we talk about, there are so many different kinds of hearts. So like that, this heart, the spiritual heart also, there are different states of the spiritual heart also. The spiritual heart also has got different states. And this is the night in which we must seek from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala a complete change of that heart. As far as Laylatul Qadr is concerned, there has been so much of literature, repetition in all the different magazines, risalas and issues and newspapers and articles upon articles. What is Laylatul Qadr? So much we have read. The gist of which is that Laylatul Qadr, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif was revealed in the night of Qadr, in the night of majesty, in the night of power. Allah ta'ala himself asked, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What will make you understand what Laylatul Qadr is? Laylatul Qadr khayrum min alfi shahr. Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months. Better than 1,000 months of ibadat. How much better only Allah ta'ala knows. And when Allah ta'ala opens up his treasures, there's no limit. Again, I repeat that one person, he said that I do so much of khidmat for my parents. I do everything for them. There is a brother of mine who hardly does anything. And this was in another country, not here. He said, my brother hardly does anything. Now and again he'll pop in. Assalamu alaikum, how are you? Well, leave one box of chocolate and he's gone. But my parents will never talk good about me. They will go on and on talking about this blue-eyed boy of theirs. So now it is hurting me, what do I do? So I said, what you should do is, understand that they are your parents. And they have rights over you. Whether they appreciate or don't appreciate, you mustn't worry. You must do your duty towards them. You don't want your parents to every little while pass a vote of thanks. You want every time they must pass a vote of thanks. Your mother, what she did for you. Your father, what he did for you. Now they didn't ask you all the time appreciation, appreciation. Your mother carried you for 9 months in her stomach. And look at the difficulties and hardships that underwent in bringing you up. Didn't sleep for many, many nights. When you were sick, she couldn't go to sleep. And the number of times that you had to be changed and clothed, and in the nurturing, how much was involved. And your father also, how much was spent. They didn't say, son, where's the appreciation? Why didn't you pass a vote of thanks? So therefore here I said, just remember one simple statement. Do for Allah's pleasure, Allah will give you from His treasure, finish. Do for Allah's pleasure, He will give you from His treasure. And when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will become pleased, and when He is going to open up His treasures, what can a person imagine, what he is going to get? So therefore do it for Allah ta'ala's pleasure. So this is what I am saying, that this Laylatul Qadr, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says is better than 1,000 months of ibadah. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. And then what happens in this night? The angels descend and the spirit descends. Now because of all the different riwayat, the most authentic is that the spirit refers to as Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. He also descends. And Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi stated in his Ghuniyatul Talibin that when Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes down with his angels, then there is a lengthy report, and after that he said they spread out wherever a person is standing, sitting, in whichever place he may be, on the ship, and in our times on the aeroplane, or in the submarine deep down the ocean, or if the person is on land, or the person is in his home, in the masjid, wherever they are, if they are engaged in ibadat, zikr, tilawat, then according to that riwayat, they shake hands with the person. They say Ameen on his duas. And then it is mentioned in another place where the effect of that shaking hands and Ameen is felt by this person. A kind of softness come into his heart. Tears began rolling down his cheek. And the person begins to enjoy that ibadah. He can sense it, he can feel it. Now there are lots of things that we don't see with our naked eyes, but we believe in it. Now here we believe in what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says. If it is an authentic riwayat, then we must accept it. And in Fazail, even a zaif riwayat is accepted. Mawzu, we don't accept fabricated words. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he is the one of sight, and we are the people who are blind. And the duty of the blind person is to give his hand into the person who has got sight. So then he will take him across safely. But if the person who is blind, if he doesn't want to give his hand into the hand of the person of sight, or he doesn't want to follow his instructions that now turn right, turn left, watch out, there's a ditch in front, or there is a pillar there, you will hit your head into it, he doesn't want to listen. So then that person is going to get injury and pain. So therefore we have to give our hand into the hand of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and accept. Now if he says that this is what happened, and it is the experience of so many people around the world over centuries that this is what is happening in the night of Qadr. Now if we don't get that kind of experience, then we must check where did we go wrong. There could be dirt in our carburetor. That has to be removed with istighfar and tawbah. Sometimes it's haram earning, so much of it is coming into our system. And because of that, there's no riqqat in our hearts, there's no softness in our hearts. Or the person is watching so much of porn sites on the internet, and so much of filth on the television, and so much of other haram the person engages in, that even when he's sitting for dua, his heart and mind is still there in those illicit beloveds of his. He has given his heart to somebody else. So now he can't put his heart into dua, into zikr, into tilawat and ibadat. This world is a world of means, so we are supposed to be making efforts to earn our livelihood, open our businesses, go to our professions, do whatever has to be done within the parameters of Sharia, and that is all ibadat. Ibadat is not only sitting in the masjid making zikr and tilawat, there is also ibadat. However, we have to understand that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is well aware of all our movements, actions and all our deals. If we are wheeling and dealing, Allah ta'ala is aware of it. And everything that we earn has an effect on our hearts. Everything that we see has an effect on our heart. Everything that we listen to has an effect on the heart. Everything that we speak has an effect on the heart. And if we say that doesn't happen, then the person is foolish. He's not talking the truth. We know that whatever we listen to, it has an effect on the heart. If somebody is giving us a very sad story, we will feel the effect on our hearts. We will feel pain, we will feel sorrow for the person, we will have some kind of compassion, mercy we want to show. If a person gives us a very nice, healthy joke, the person, it brings happiness into the heart. Whatever the person is listening, whatever he is seeing, whatever is happening around him, he is going to take effect in his heart. So just like that, when the person is in dua also, now it is all the outside effect. When you are in the masjid also, it is all the outside effect that we come with, which is in our heart, we bring it into the masjid. Then we say that we do not find any kind of change coming. So how it is going to come? So this is a night in which we try to plead to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, beg of Him that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must give us a spiritually sound heart. So as Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam asked these angels to spread out, I would say the home in which a person is, where pictures of animate objects are framed up, they don't enter those homes. Now we ask a lot of questions, why they don't enter, what is wrong with that picture, it's an innocent picture, it is just a picture of my marriage when it took place, or the wedding photograph it is, or it is of this, of that. When Shariat condemns something, when Shariat rejects something, or when Shariat prohibits something, then we don't go by exceptions or necessities. One is a necessity, then we'll say it's an exception. We have to have in our pockets our notes, which have got the photographs of lions, of tigers, and of elephants, and everything else. Now if we have to tell somebody that first go leave your notes outside, then come inside. Will anybody's notes be left there? So now we will say, now that's one kind of a need, it's a necessity. Or passport photographs, or something like that. Otherwise this, when Shariat looks at something, it looks at something in the long term, right up till Qiyamah day, that what can come out of this. Now when Quran Sharif, or when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prohibited this, at that time there were no videos and movies, and there was no cinemas and theatres and all kinds of things. But look at this photography, what it has done. All the porn sites on the internet, and all the porn on the TV, and all the porn on the cell phones, and all the nakedness which is being photographed. What damage it has caused to society. The morals, how corrupt they have become. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's vision is not like our vision, just limited just till the wall here. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's vision is very, very far. Now if this was obeyed, then we wouldn't have had this type of problem that we are experiencing now. NU31654, Mercedes Benz, you're blocking some driveway, please go and remove your car. NU31654. How many young girls and boys are being blackmailed now because they circulated some filthy picture of themselves on the cell phone? They sent it to their illicit beloved, and when there was a breakdown in the relationship, that young boy circulated it to all his friends. And now that girl is having problem about marriage also because she is being blackmailed. Not one girl, how many incidents of this kind. So we must be grateful to Sharia, whatever it tells us. If we are going to say that anything and everything that every person comes into his heart he must do, so then we mustn't say that we are Muslims then. As Muslims we have to follow the Quran and Sunnah. And then to say that some Maulanas approve of this, some Maulanas approve of that, we must ask our heart also. So they say they don't enter such kind of homes. The Rahmat angels, otherwise the death angel will enter that home. No matter how many pictures you put around, the death angel will come inside. And then he'll make sure that he extracts it also, just like no one else's. Or the person is there and ghusl has become wajib upon him due to adultery. Now they don't enter such one. Now look at the seriousness of the offense in the eye of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, adultery, how serious it is, which has become a scourge of our society. Illicit love relationships. This Sunday we had this, some letter replies. Get the tape and listen to it. How to come out of this. All my young friends, listen to it. Alhamdulillah, it has helped a lot of people. And if you get the tape, inshallah, there's no commission, royalty, nothing. Any profit goes to the masjid if they sell from there. Allah dhala's fazal, I don't have any share in any such things. But what I'm saying is that these are the things that we have to do, that we have to ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this night. So I'm not going into detailed discussion of Laylatul Qadr. We know it is a night of forgiveness, it is the night of mercy of Allah ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself, right from the time that the sun sets up till the morning. Is there anybody seeking forgiveness, anybody wanting pardon, I may pardon him, anyone wanting risk and sustenance so that I may provide him with risk and sustenance, anybody want this or want that, and we know Allah ta'ala is the one in whose hands all treasures lie. So therefore this is a night in which we will be seeking all things from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which are of benefit to us in this world, in the qabr and in the akhirat. And asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to change the condition of our hearts. So that's where, just before the maghrib, or just before the iftar, I said what we will be doing tonight is asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to change that heart in which there is hawa and hirs. Hawa means evil passions and desires. Good desires, good passions, there's nothing wrong with that. But we are talking about the evil passions and desires. And therefore the Quran Sharif also tells us, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. The person who feared standing before his Lord on the day of Qiyamah, and therefore he withheld himself from the fulfillment of his evil desires. I'm just giving an explanation. Then Jannat will be his abode. Evil desires will come. We are human beings. We will get some kind of evil desires coming into our hearts. But then if we are Muslims and we are believers in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then we cannot be fulfilling our desires. We have to fulfill the desire and the wish of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise we must not make bold claims that we are the best of Muslims on the surface of the earth. Why should we make that kind of a claim then, if we want to fulfill our desires? In everything we say, but it's my desire, our desire in when it is in conflict with the desire of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then we must suppress our desire. Then Allah ta'ala will give sukoon in the heart. He will give peace. He'll give tranquility. He'll give such joy and such happiness and such contentment and satisfaction, as I always say, that the kings also don't know about it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives it inside the heart so that nobody can steal it from there. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Ya Allah, this heart of mine which is filled with hawa and hirs, with evil passions and desires and with greed, and these are the two things that lead to so many other sins. So the evil passions which come, you're saying, Ya Allah, change this heart, give us a heart which is spiritually sound, which is free from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. Give us the hearts which are filled with your love, with your muhabbat, and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when that heart will come, then we will find life totally different. So this is what we seek from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The Urdu hawa is breeze, wind. And when a person has got his stomach filled with gas also, he says, pet mein hawa bhari hai. So one person was walking up and down, rubbing his hand over his stomach. So the Allah wala asked him, kya shikayat hai? What's the problem? He said, hawa bhari hui hai. He was talking about gas in his stomach. So the Allah wala said, hum bhi yehi keh rahe hai, ki ye hawa ne sabko pareshan kar rakha. That these evil passions and desires have made everybody pareshan. Now he took the other meaning, Arabic word hawa. So therefore this night of Laylatul Qadr, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, out of His mercy and kindness, sends down so much of angels. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came out to inform when is night of Qadr. But two people were fighting, argument, quarrel, dispute, always takes away barakat and rahmat. So because of that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that the fixation of that night was removed. He came to inform them, but he said, now that is removed. But now search for it in the 9th, 7th and 5th. And most of them have said it refers to 25th, 27th, 29th. But the fact is that these quarrels, arguments and disputes, they destroy the happiness. And most of the time it is due to anger. When we are going to be angry, then after that we have no control and no management of that anger. Then the person fires away bullets of talaq and these punches and hits and swears and curses and does all sorts of things. So even the barakat of that Laylatul Qadr, that information that he was going to give, it was taken away because of these quarrels and arguments. And we don't even look at any person's position, his dignity, nothing. We get some kind of enjoyment if we have to disgrace a person, run him down, humiliate him. there's some kind of enjoyment. Whereas these are the things that cause loss, that even in Laylatul Qadr, unless the person asks for forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala also doesn't forgive. So therefore, if we have got some quarrels, arguments, or we have had some problems and some disputes with family members, friends and others, then it costs us nothing to humble ourselves and tell the person, well, it's the 27th night of Ramadan and we are asking you to forgive us because we were seeking forgiveness from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That Hadith Sharif again, Hazrat Abdullah bin Abi Awfa radiallahu ta'ala, in the plains of Arafat, and he says, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, whoever has broken his family ties, get up and leave this place. Only one sahabi got up. Shows how loving they were and how much of unity they had. Only one got up. Because there was no question of lying there. There was nobody that was going to lie in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Wahi was coming down. So one went and came back. He said, I was not in talking terms with my aunt. So I went and asked her for forgiveness. She forgave me. I forgave her. She said, you did the wonderful thing. Because Allah Ta'ala's mercy does not come upon a community in which people have broken their family ties. Now hear how many we have broken. For worldly reasons. When it is for dini reasons, when it is for the sake of the Quran and the Sunnah and Sharia, then it is understandable. It's acceptable. But we are talking about worldly reasons. If we cannot keep that same kind of family tie or same kind of good relationship that we had in the past due to some dispute argument, then at least we make the person maaf, we make salam to him, we make dua for him, and we don't grudge the person. That much is sufficient. So hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Oh my beloved Allah, how long am I going to remain on the surface of the earth disobedient to you? No matter how much we deny, but we know that our life is in His control, our hearing in His control, our speech, our wealth, the ground on which we walk, our homes, everything is in the control of Allah Ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala orders the earth to shake, superpowers of the world cannot do anything. If Allah Ta'ala orders hailstones, then nobody can stop it coming. Allah Ta'ala orders snow, nobody can stop it from coming. I always give the example, not very long ago we know that there was fire that was raging and thousands of acres of land, so much of trees burned, so many of animals killed, burned, and so much of homes destroyed, and they were calling firefighters from here and there and everywhere to put the fire off. They ran short of firefighters and ran short of water. So much of fire. And after it was extinguished to some extent, the next day there was so much of rain and snow that it wasn't heard of in South Africa at that part of the year, and in places where you could never have imagined there was so much of snow. So when the water was required, there was no water, and when it was not required, there was so much of water. Then now they had to find solution to the damage that was caused by the rain. And yet if that rain had come when the fire was raging, there was no need for firefighters. So who is it that's controlling all this? When our actions that are going up are going to be actions that are evil, then it is going to bring about that kind of reaction. So we must take lessons from everything that is happening. Who could have stopped the tsunamis from happening? So therefore he says, Gunegari mein kab tak umr kaatu? How long, my Allah, am I going to remain a disobedient servant of yours? How long am I going to remain heedless and negligent? How long am I going to use your bounties for your disobedience? How long am I going to ignore the teachings of the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? How long am I going to engage in adultery, in fornication, in watching the porn sites on the internet and the filth on the television screens? And how long am I going to behave in a manner that is most despicable? How long? How long is my character going to remain such that even my parents, family members, children, everybody wants to distance themselves from me because of my terrible character, terrible anger? How long? How long are we going to continue in the path of sins? گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, بدل دے میرا رستہ, دل بدل دے. او اللہ چینج دا ڈائریکشن آف مائی لائف ناؤ, پلانٹ اسپرچولی ساؤنڈ ہارٹ ان ٹو مائی باڈی, ٹیک می آن دا روڈ دیٹ لیڈس ٹو یو, ٹو جنت, ٹو مدینہ شریف, ڈسٹینس می فرام نفس اینڈ شیطان. Now that is what we will be seeking from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in our duas on this Mubarak night. Suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein, suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de. I hear with every beat of my heart, Allah, 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 Allah. Meaning that I realize that my Allah is with me. Even in my difficulties, my hardship, my pain, my suffering, my sickness, my weakness, my Allah is with me. And in good times, good health, good home, good children, good wife, good wealth, everything good also, my Allah is with me. دنیا کے مشغلوں میں بھی وہ با خدا رہے, وہ سب کے ساتھ رہ کے بھی سب سے جدا رہے. They are occupied in the worldly activities. They don't divorce themselves from worldly activities. They don't seclude themselves, close the door and finish, don't meet anybody, don't talk to anybody. They do that for the purpose of building up that muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala to some extent. But otherwise they make the namaz in the masjid, they cheerfully meet everybody. They are cheerful and happy and when they talk to their wives and children. As Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he walked into the home, he walked with a smile. He made salam to his wife, he even helped them in their household, of course. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, how loving he was, and yet there was so much of worry on his head. At other times he was so much in concern, meditation, reflection. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, he had time for everything. So like that, the true Muslim, he will be sometimes a businessman, sometimes he will be a namazi, sometimes he will be a mujahid, sometimes he will be talking to the children, lowering himself to the level of children. Now with the children there, now if the person, because he's a big Shaykhul Hadith, now he says that in Bukhari Sharif, Hadith number so and so in certain page, now with the child of 5 years of age, if you talk that, what will it do? So there is a place for everything. For cheer, for laughter, for joke, for happiness, and for seriousness, and for crying, and for tears. Look at those same Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu ajmain, who have promised Jannat in this world, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Ali and Usman radiallahu anhu, and others, Ashra Mubashara and so many others. But see at some times how they are crying before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What kind of tears they were shedding. What was the reason for that? What was the punishment that they were fearing? But the azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that even though Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that you are jannati, which is the truth and nothing but the truth. But sometimes that azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so much came into their hearts that they knew that if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because of some slip and mistake they had to make, if Allah ta'ala changes that, it is possible. But they had full yaqeen that if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said they are jannati, then they are jannati. There was no question of them doubting that they are going to go into Jannat. But the azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah ta'ala, the qudrat and power of Allah ta'ala, made them tear and weep. They feared rejection of their good deeds, and at the same time they hoped in Allah ta'ala for the acceptance of their good deeds. That is the sign of a mu'min, that on the one hand you have great hope in Allah ta'ala. When we do good deeds, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is so merciful, so kind, so forgiving, that He will accept it and give us the rewards that He has promised. For example, on Laylatul Qadr, man qama Laylatul Qadr imanam wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min zambi. So we have great hope on the one hand, and on the other hand we have great fear also, that because of our lack of sincerity, show business, riya, or the injustice that we do to the ibadat, it may not be accepted. So this is what is required in this Mubarak night, that we have to bring about a change. Therefore, Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he says that, Zara socho ke tum pehle to kya the aur ab kya ho. And I will conclude on this, we'll make dua. Zara socho ke tum pehle to kya the aur ab kya ho. کرو کچھ شرم تم خیر البشر کے نام لیوا ہو. ذرا سوچو کہ تم پہلے تو کیا تھے اور اب کیا ہو. کرو کچھ شرم تم خیر البشر کے نام لیوا ہو. یہ بدعامالیاں چھوڑو اگر فتح و ظفر چاہو. یہ بدعامالیاں چھوڑو اگر فتح و ظفر چاہو. خدا کے تم بنو پہلے پھر خدا بھی تمہارا ہو. خدا کے تم بنو پہلے خدا بھی پھر تمہارا ہو. مسلمانوں اٹھو بہرے عمل تیار ہو جاؤ. نہیں یہ وقت غفلت کا وسب بیدار ہو جاؤ. جسٹ تھنک وٹ وے یو ایٹ ون ٹائم یو وے دا لیڈرز آف مین کائنڈ. یو شوڈ دم وٹ واز اخلاق, وٹ واز گڈ کیریکٹر. یو تھاٹ دم وٹ واز سنسیئرٹی, وٹ واز جنروسٹی, وٹ واز کائنڈنس. You taught them what was service to mankind and what was sacrifices for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You taught them what the purpose of life in this world was. You took them out of the vice dens of evil. You pulled them out from their lives of sin and vice. You took them out from their gambling and from their adultery and from their fornication. You took them out from all the evils that were in their lives, and when they accepted Islam and they implemented the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah, then they became the guides of mankind. And their lives were so beautiful, so pure, so clean. Nobody suffered any kind of pain and injury and hurt from them. They were extremely good and kind to everyone, Muslim or non-Muslim. They did not cause any kind of pain and problem for anyone without justification. So that was your life at one time, he says, but what are you today? In other words, what are we today? کرو کچھ شرم تم خیر البشر کے نام لیوا ہو. ہیو سم شیم اینڈ ماڈیسٹی اینڈ حیا. ویئر از اوور حیا گون؟ ویئر از اوور شیم گون؟ فار دا سیک آف ورلڈلی گین وی جسٹ فوگیٹ ایوری تھنگ. وی فوگیٹ اللہ اینڈ فوگیٹ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. وی فوگیٹ دیٹ وی ویئر دا ملتزم شیڈنگ ٹیئرز دے. وی فوگیٹ وی ویئر دا روزہ مبارک اینڈ وی ویئر سیئنگ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ, الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ, الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله. We forget all that. So say, کرو کچھ شرم. Have some kind of حیاء, some kind of شرم. یہ بد اعمالیاں چھوڑو اگر فتح و ظفر چاہو. If you really want success, and we want success, we all want success, and throughout the world we want Islam to become dominant. Everybody wants that the Muslim problem must be solved, the Ummah's problem must be solved. So you see, if you want that solution to the problem, then the solution is that bad amaliya chodo. Give up your life of sin and vices and evils and disobedience. Bring salat in your life, zakat in your life, fasting in your life, hajj in your life. We must bring in our lives the fulfillment of the rights of our parents, our children, our wives, our brothers, sisters, and the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The rights of the orphans, the widows, the destitute, the rights of the Muslim, the rights of the non-Muslim. This is what we will have to bring in our life. Then he says we will get fatha and we will get zafar, we will get success. Khuda ke tum bano pehle khuda bhi phir tumhara ho. First become Allah's, then Allah will become ours. Now we want it the other way around. Allah Ta'ala must become ours, solve all our problems. But I will not do anything to please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then it's not going to work. We tried everything. I'm talking about the ummah at large now. We tried everything. If it was military might, then Iraq, look at its military might, what it was. And what a powerful army. What happened? In the time of President Nasser, what happened? Look at the army, military they had, but what happened? And throughout history, look at it. When the Muslims were obedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then look at the progress Allah ta'ala gave to them. And when we distance ourselves and we brought all their vices and evils in our lives, today travel to any Muslim country and see what is the situation. Get off at Dubai and see what is selling in the largest quantity there. If it's not liquor, what else it is? And then look at the cinemas, theaters and nightclubs and everything. Beirut was bombed and bombed and bombed. There was nothing left there. And the first thing that again came up was nightclubs, discos. When the tsunamis destroyed everything, afterwards what did the newspapers again say? That all the tourists must start coming back, because once again all that nightlife and the brothels and everything is flourishing. That is our style. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must give us ihsas, give us a realization. This is the first session, we will make dua now, and then inshallah we'll start again at about 11 o'clock. But let us put our heart into the dua. We can speak whole night, but what is required is sincere tawbah from our sins and get this connection with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah Ta'ala will open the doors of victory and success. And whether somebody else's life changes or not, but our life will change. We'll find peace, happiness and sukoon come into our lives. It's a lost treasure of the Muslim today, this sukoon, tranquility of the heart. Read Durud Sharif. The light. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving Allah. Oh my most loving Allah, caring Allah, beneficent, merciful Allah. Oh my most tolerant Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah. This part of the night, the 27th night of Ramadan, my beloved Allah, in such a large congregation we are raising our hands before you. There are old amongst us, sick amongst us, weak amongst us, people whose hair has gone white. Little children amongst us, my beloved Allah, you are watching us, you are listening to us. We are not extending our hands before some idol that does not see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. My beloved Allah, we are extending our hands before you. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. Nothing escapes your sight, my beloved Allah. All treasures lie with you. We are seeking from your unlimited treasures of forgiveness to forgive each and every one of us. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have been committing in our lives. You could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have embarrassed us there and then. My beloved Allah, you could have snatched away all your bounties and ni'mats from us. But how loving you are, how caring you are, how compassionate and kind you are. My beloved Allah, how tolerant you are. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us to eat and to drink and to wear and to travel around. So much of your ni'mat you are giving to us. My beloved Allah, we have no one besides you. There is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. By Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from us because of our sins, where do we go, my Allah? For us, there is no one besides you. My beloved Allah, there is no other door that we can tap. There is no other home that we can beg. If a dog is chased from one butcher, it can still go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can still go to another. My beloved Allah, but if you turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness, we have nobody that we can turn towards. For all treasures lie with you. May Allah forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. In the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. the sins of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. Even if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of the ant. My beloved Allah, you are aware of every leaf of every tree of the world. Ya Allah, you have the knowledge of every fish in the sea, every creature, every insect, every animal in the jungles. My Allah, how can you not be aware of our actions and our movements? It is just your tolerance that you did not seize us when we were committing sins. Tonight, my Allah, we pledge to you, we do not want to return to those sins anymore. Sins haven't brought any kind of happiness in our lives. Sins have brought nothing but disaster in our lives. Sins have brought nothing but misery in our lives. Sins have brought nothing but restlessness, anxieties and worries and problems in our lives. It has created nothing but friction and disunity in our families. It has brought nothing but quarrels and arguments and fights, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, give us the realization that in your disobedience there is going to be nothing but restlessness, anxieties and worries. Make us yours and become ours. Make us yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zavi meri. By Allah, if you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Our children will not be coolness of our eyes. Our homes will not give us comfort. Ya Allah, our businesses will not give us barakat. We will have everything, but we will have nothing. My beloved Allah, but if you are ours, then everything will work in our favor. Then our children will be the coolness of our eyes. Our businesses will give us barakat. There will be happiness in our hearts. Ya Allah, bless us with your happiness and the happiness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri panah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri panah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri panah. We are seeking protection in you, my beloved Allah, from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan, our declared enemies. Ya Allah, they haven't brought anybody any kind of happiness. They want to see a person being dragged down the gutters of shame and disgrace and humiliation. And you want to give us a life of peace and happiness and contentment and satisfaction. My beloved Allah, we are therefore turning towards you in this Mubarak night. My beloved Allah, open the floodgates of your maghfirat for us. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Ya Allah, open the floodgates of the mercy for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Overlook the shortcomings, the weaknesses, the faults and the sins of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, if you have to look at our weaknesses, then we will not even exist. Ya Allah, look at your shan of being Rahim and Kareem. You dearly love forgiveness, my beloved Allah. If it had not been your desire to forgive, you would not have given us the Mubarak month of Ramadan. You would not have given us the nights of Qadr. Ya Allah, you would not have given us all the beautiful teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. You would not have given us the hidayat and the guidance and the tawfiq to raise our hands and beg of you. It is a clear sign that you want to forgive, my Allah. My beloved Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat that are pouring this very moment. My beloved Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat that are pouring. Ya Allah, make us all yours and become ours. Koi mujhse poochhe main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse poochhe main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. My beloved Allah, day and night we are begging that you become ours and make us yours. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, गुनहगारी में कब तक उम्र काटू, बदल दे मेरा रास्ता, दिल बदल दे। माय बिलोवड अल्लाह, हाउ लॉन्ग आर वी गोइंग टू वॉक द पाथ ऑफ सिंस, हाउ लॉन्ग आर वी गोइंग टू रिमेन डिसोबीडियंट टू यू, हाउ लॉन्ग आर वी गोइंग टू वॉक लाइक हिपोक्रिट्स एंड मुनाफिक्स ऑन द सर्फेस ऑफ दिस अर्थ, हाउ लॉन्ग आर वी गोइंग टू रिमेन शेमलेस, हाउ लॉन्ग आर वी गोइंग टू कीप इंगेजिंग एंड इंडल्जिंग इन इंडीसेंट एंड ऑब्सीन एक्टिविटीज। या अल्लाह, द डे ऑफ डेथ इज श्योर टू कम, देयर इज नो escape from the angel of death. He is sure to extract the soul from every part and every limb of our bodies, and we don't know when the angel of death is going to strike. My beloved Allah, when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, in adultery, in fornication, or watching some filth on the television screen or the porn sites of the internet. My beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in a prostitute quarters or popping drugs in our mouths or a bottle of wine in our hands. So many Muslims are losing their lives in nightclubs, in discos, in cinemas, in so many of other haram places and establishments. My beloved Allah, don't allow any kind of embarrassment, shame and disgrace and humiliation to come upon us in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat. Hamara banja hame apna banale. Make us yours and become ours. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Cures of all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases, spiritual and physical. Ya Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes or amongst us, bless them with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Oh my beloved Allah, shifa lies in your hands. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur, marizon ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein hai. My beloved Allah, we know sometimes sicknesses, ailments, pain and suffering can be a rahmat and mercy in disguise, but we are extremely weak servants of yours. We are not like the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, therefore change the sickness, the ni'mat of sickness to the ni'mat of good health. Ya Allah, change the rahmat and mercy of weakness to the rahmat of strength. Change the rahmat of poverty to the rahmat of wealth. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give us the tawfiq to pray 5 times a day, to fast in Ramadan, to give zakat if due. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make hajj if farz, to fulfill the rights of our parents, our children, our neighbors, our society, fulfill the rights of the Muslims and the non-Muslims. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to do everything that is pleasing to you. Distance us from everything that is haram. Ya Allah, let us not be the cause of pain and injury and problem for any person in this world without justification. Ya Allah, give us such akhlaq and such character that looking at our character, at our dealings, at our trade, at our business, looking at our akhlaq, people come into the fold of Islam. My beloved Allah, we are at the door of Islam. People are watching us and distancing themselves. Hamara banja hame apna banale. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya, jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya, jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. Budhape ne phir aake kya kya sataya, अजल तेरा कर देगी बिल्कुल सफाया. जगा जी लगाने की दुनिया नहीं है, ये इबरत की जाहे तमाशा नहीं है. My beloved Allah, give us the realization that we are going to be visited by the angel of death. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Give us barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our life, barakat in our time. Ya Allah, put our love into the hearts of our children. And Ya Allah, put the children's love into our hearts and give us the tawfiq to give them proper upbringing. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to teach them the Quran and the Sunnah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to educate them, to distance themselves from haram and from everything displeasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. When the time of our death comes, my beloved Allah, take us to Madina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. Ya Allah, let our janaza be in Masjid-e-Nabawi alayhi salatu was-salam. When the Imam says, Allahu Akbar, by Allah. At Nabi alayhi salatu was-salam say, Ya Allah, he is an ummati of mine. Ya Allah, make us a patch of the qabristan of Madina Tayyiba. If it is not due there, if it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Accept all the institutions, all the organizations, and everyone who is doing work for the sake of deen. Bless everyone with the tawfiq to do it sincerely for your pleasure within the parameters of Sharia. Ya Allah, let us not ape and follow those people who are displeasing to you. My beloved Allah, distance us from all actions and deeds that bring your wrath and anger to descend upon us. My beloved Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. My beloved Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjid Aqsa. Ya Allah, protect all the masajid. My beloved Allah, remove the difficulties, the pain, the suffering, the hardship of the ummah in Bosnia, Afghanistan, Palestine, Chechnya, Somalia, Sudan, the whole of Africa, Europe, America, Asia. My beloved Allah, which part of the world is the ummah not suffering harassment and problems? Apne fazl o karam se unki tamam mushkilat ko dur farma. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he prayed for us. How much he begged for us. How much he cried for us. Ya Allah, he was stoned in Taif. His Mubarak shoes became filled with his Mubarak blood. Ha, my Allah, if somebody has to stone our child and one drop of blood comes out from our beloved child's body, we will want to take the gun and shoot the person dead. Your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is stoned in Taif. His Mubarak blood fills his Mubarak shoes. How the angels must have witnessed. In Uhud he is stoned, he falls down unconscious. The pins of his helmet penetrate his jaws. His teeth are shattered. Ya Allah, in the Haram Sharif he goes into sajda, intestines of animals put on his back. 3 solid years ostracized and boycotted, the time comes to chew leaves of trees for survival. We have shown no appreciation for my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sacrifices. Ya Allah, when he is informed that ummah for whom you cried so much, the ummah for whom you shed so much of tears and blood, the ummah in discos, cinemas, rave clubs, drugs, wine, women, illicit relationships, stealing, fornication, and all kinds of haram, how much of pain and injury it must be causing to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give us the himmat, my Allah, to throw out of our lives and homes everything that is displeasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we may enjoy sukoon in our hearts, tranquility, peace, contentment and satisfaction. My beloved Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the good aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. My beloved Allah, why else have we raised our hands except that we have great hope in your mercy and in your forgiveness? Ya Allah, you are well aware of whatever good desires and good wishes are in their hearts. Fulfill those good wishes and desires. Different people have got different wishes, different desires, different needs. My beloved Allah, fulfill all their good wishes, good desires and needs. So many students are writing examinations. Bless them with complete success in their examinations. Make them assets for our community. Protect them from the fitnas at the universities, colleges and schools. Ya Allah, those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. So many were desirous of seeing the 27th night of Ramadan. Instead, my beloved Allah, they are in the Qabristan. Ya Allah, whosoever passed away, forgive them. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. And give sabr and jameel, ajr-e azim to their family members, kith and kin. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the problems, the tests and trials of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove their pain, their suffering and their problems. Ya Allah, those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Those who are in Umrah, give them maqbool and mabroor Umrah. And those who are planning for Hajj, make their Hajj easy and maqbool. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين